From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama meets this morning at the White House with congressional leaders from both parties in an effort to reach a budget deal that would head off a shutdown of the federal government on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president remains confident the two sides can reach a spending agreement to fund the government through September.
There is still ample room for common ground to be found if people roll up their sleeves and get to work and get this done.
Carney adds time is of the essence. With a deadline looming for a spending measure to cover what's left of the current fiscal year, Republicans are set to unveil today their proposed budget for the next fiscal year that begins in October. NPR's Audie Cornish reports that plan includes sweeping spending cuts and a phase-out of traditional Medicare.
The architect of the GOP plan is Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan, head of the House Budget Committee. The proposal would include hard caps on government spending and would reduce corporate taxes. The goal would be to cut government spending overall by about $4 trillion over the next decade. Under Ryan's plan, a big chunk of those savings would come from changes to Medicaid and Medicare. Republicans have repeatedly said people 55 and older wouldn't be affected by the restructuring, which would take effect by 2021. Those changes would include providing states block grant funding so governors could control how Medicaid money is spent. And seniors would have access to so-called premium support or a voucher system to buy private insurance plans. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Several sources tell NPR that General David Petraeus is among those being considered to run the Central Intelligence Agency when he leaves his post in Afghanistan later this year. NPR's Tom Bowman reports that if Petraeus does get the job, he would join a long list of military officers who have run the CIA.
Petraeus's tour in Afghanistan is slated to end this summer, and speculation has centered on what his next job will be. There's still talk he'll take the top NATO military position in Brussels, but several sources, including government officials, say Petraeus is being seriously considered for CIA director and will take the job if offered. A White House official said he wouldn't comment on personnel matters. Petraeus is no stranger to the spy agency. As commander in Afghanistan and Iraq, he's coordinated with CIA operatives. Many generals and admirals have run the CIA in the past 60 years. The most recent was Air Force General Mike Hayden, who stepped down in 2009. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The University of Connecticut Huskies have downed the Butler Bulldogs 53-41 to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. There were 88 missed field goal attempts during the game, but UConn coach Jim Calhoun says that took nothing away from the intensity of the competition.
Yeah, you'd like a few more baskets made, certainly, but it was two teams that weren't going to give in to each other, and finally our superiority took over.
Calhoun, at 68, becomes the oldest coach ever to win the championship. It is his third as the coach of UConn. This is NPR News from Washington. Libya's government spokesman says that country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, has no intention of stepping down, but should be the one that leads any changes to take place there. Musa Ibrahim warns Western nations that by embracing Libyan rebels, they might be dealing with someone that he calls very dangerous.
They come from different walks of life. Some of them are of Al-Qaeda affiliation, some are secular, and they have a huge conflict between each other. They're even fighting against each other.
Ibrahim says Gaddafi has a symbolic significance for the Libyan people. The utility that runs Japan's badly damaged nuclear power facility says levels of radioactive iodine several million times the legal limit have been found in seawater near the complex over the past few days. NPR's Greg Dixon reports the Japanese government is pledging to monitor the radiation levels in the area closely, as well as any effect on seafood.
The radiation is coming from reactor number 2 at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant. Water has been used to cool the reactor, and some of it has come in contact with damaged fuel rods. The water has pooled in the basement of the reactor and now is somehow leaking into the nearby ocean. The water contains radioactive iodine, which is harmful to humans but decays quickly. Slightly more concerning is the level of cesium in the water, which takes decades to decay. A government spokesman promised the levels of radioactivity near the discharge site would be closely monitored. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Tokyo.
The Senate is expected to vote today on legislation that would repeal a small part of the new health care law, a tax reporting requirement that even President Obama considers burdensome. The measure has bipartisan support and has already cleared the House. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for